So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
I didn't think about this until just now, and that's my fault. Sometimes you just got to see somebody else type it out. There is a possibility, we are not here, but it is a possibility, that this offseason the Chiefs are going to need to find running back one, wide receiver run, and tight end one, all in the same offseason. There's a chance. I mean, they're certainly going to have to find RB1. That's not really much of a question, in my opinion. They don't have RB1 on their team. I mean, Isaiah Pacheco's contract is up. Kareem Hunt's contract is up. Elijah Mitchell. Like, they only have one running back currently right now under contract, and it's Breshard Smith, who they only gave carries in two games. They were two games against the Las Vegas Raiders this season. So they are going to have to do something at the running back position. There is no question about that. The Chiefs are potentially in a position this offseason where they are going to have to find their number one running back. They're going to have to find their number one pass catcher, which has been Travis Kelce for the last 10 years. And they could also be in a position where heading into week one of the NFL season, their number one wide receiver is no longer on the team. Like, we already knew they had a lot to find this offseason. We already knew that. They could quite possibly be in a situation where they have even more to find out. They got a lot of major holes going into the offseason. They need more pass rush. They could possibly need another wide receiver. They might have to replace their number one tight end. They got to find a new running back. They got to create depth in these kind of places. Like, they're going to have to really get going this offseason. And they only got six draft picks. So they only got a limited amount of swings that you can take. Now, I mean, it's six right now. They can always trade back and this thing can happen. Like, I'm going to guess that they are going to select more than six players in the NFL draft. But you're going to need to find two or three starters potentially in the NFL draft. You're going to have to be really smart and diligent when it comes to free agent dollars and how you want to fill this roster. You have a situation that has now come up with Rashee Rice that you weren't expecting. You know, like, you got money in your emergency fund, but I mean, man, you weren't counting on your transmission blowing out. Now you got to take money. You got to move some stuff around. Like, this was not an issue that you were planning on dealing with. This is not something that we talked about a couple of months ago. Hey, what are the Chiefs going to need to do this offseason? A conversation wasn't, I'm not sure if Rashee Rice is going to be on the team. Or if you had that conversation, it was because you thought they were going to get a third round pick. He ain't worth that right now. In fact, no team is listening to a trade possibility right now for Rashee Rice until we get far more clarity on what his situation is going to be. So I hadn't really thought about it, and not at least in that context, until I saw it just now on social media. But they are 100% right. We could be heading into this next 45 days as we get ready for the start of the league year, where they are going to have to turn over their offense even more than we had anticipated them having to do.
I don't mean to trivialize the situation with Rashee Rice by speculating, but let's say Travis Kelce wants to come back and play football, and let's say that a suspension or something is looming for Rashee Rice that prevents him from playing football, or the Chiefs cut him, the league suspends him for something. Would you be now open to giving Travis Kelce more money than you were previously this week? Because Monday, Tuesday, your stance was pretty simple. I'm cool with Travis Kelce coming back. You know, it's fine, but the number has to be just right. If the number isn't just right, we have to move on. He's a 36-year-old tight end. He can't be making, you know, top five tight end money. He can't be making $12, $13, $14 million. It's a bad allocation of funds. I agree with you. Now, things have changed. Are you willing to give Travis Kelce $10, $12, $11, $13 million if there is a chance Rashee Rice is not in the fold? Because going into an offseason with potentially needing wide receiver one, running back one, tight end one, offensive coordinator, that's a big offensive to-do list, and we haven't even addressed the fact this team needs edge and probably is going to need a cornerback to go alongside Trent McDuffie, who some of you want to trade, so it might be two cornerbacks next offseason. That's a pretty big to-do list. Has your
you know, thought on paying Travis Kelce pivoted just a little bit with new information regarding Rashee Rice?
That is a very fair question. The answer for me is no, but I do think it has changed for them. This is pure speculation on my part. I don't know, and I don't think anyone can answer. If Travis feels like he could play, could you see him coming back because he doesn't want to leave Patrick Mahomes high and dry?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Like, could you see a scenario in which he is looking at the rest of their roster, he is looking at the changes, and he is thinking, man, I want to be there for my guys. I want to be there for my brothers. I want to come back for one more season and help in this transition for me to then step back and move to the side. Because let's say that all three of these things happen. Like, let's go down this thought process. We know they need another running back. Like, that's not a debate. They don't have a running back. They could quite possibly need another tight end. Man, they got to figure out a lot of yards from last year. You got to figure out the 850 yards you got. You're going to need a running back that you think could run for 1,000 yards. And you got to replace a guy with Rice that I know didn't have the big kind of season. But I think we would agree, if Rice is healthy for a 17-game season, he's a guy that you think can get 1,000 yards, 1,100 yards. Man, it's hard to line up and find all three of those things in the exact same offseason. Or you just better be willing to just spend crazy amount of money in free agency, which we don't know if they're willing to do that, because they got some of the other things they need to take care of. So could you see a situation where possibly Travis Kelce comes back? It's not even related to, I want to end my story on some fairy tale. We win the championship. This one's for John, and now I'm out of here. But I want to be part of the transition and making sure that this place is solid and settled by the time I make my decision that I'm done playing football. Maybe in a weird roundabout way, this makes it more likely that he comes back next season.
I think if we're going to go down this rabbit hole, I do think it makes it potentially more likely. Now, we will see. Like, I also think it's worth noting, I don't know we're going to see the league or the Chiefs, barring new information, act on Rashee Rice anytime soon. I think it's going to be, we have the Instagram allegations, we're waiting on potential news with, you know, police reports, et cetera, et cetera. But unless new news comes out, I don't know the NFL or the Chiefs are making any actionable decisions on Rashee Rice anytime soon. But if they did, I think you have to entertain Travis Kelce coming back for everything you just said. And we talk about how there are March and April problems and October and November problems. Man, right now, the list of things the Chiefs need, like on their grocery list, are expensive. And expensive problems are not all solvable in March and April, especially in a salary cap league. And I'm not saying tight end is going to break the bank. You're going to sign Kyle Pitts to five for 100 or whatever. But you probably need a wide receiver regardless of the Rashee Rice situation, because you're losing Hollywood Brown. You definitely need a running back. Like, you need a edge rusher. You need a defense. Like, those are expensive. It's not like they need a punter and a long snapper this offseason. That's an expensive grocery list of things you need to get done.
And I think, to make this analogy very relatable, let's say you got a bunch of different things. You can't solve them all in one paycheck. Like, it is not realistic to think that you could find your number one running back, replace your Hall of Fame tight end, possibly go find another wide receiver number one. You got to fix the pass rush issue. You got to solidify right tackle. It ain't possible to do all that in one offseason. I don't care how good your general manager is. You are not building all of those things up. So maybe this is the conversation that the Chiefs next year, they can be a playoff team next season, but maybe they're a playoff team in the same way that the Chargers are this year. The Chargers, I don't know many of you are picking the Chargers to go to the Super Bowl, but they won double-digit games. They got a good quarterback. They got a chance. And they go win a playoff game. Maybe they win two, but you don't see them as a true Super Bowl contending team. Maybe next year the Chiefs are San Francisco. A good team. hey, they were a little bit banged up, but they did a good coaching job. They kind of turned things around, and you got to continue to replenish the roster. Maybe that's what the Chiefs are. Maybe the Chiefs in one offseason, we are not just return to normal. The normal has been the Chiefs have the highest standards of anybody. We're having Super Bowl or bust level conversations. We're having conversations like if they don't host the AFC Championship game, then the season is a failure. Maybe that just can't be the expectation you go in because, to your point, you got big time needs. This ain't like you need an outside linebacker